Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Presented by Chafin Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Time to talk to Steelers insider Mark Cabali. Mark, you like this song?
What was that?
You like this song?
I have no idea what it is.
It's from Cobra Kai.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm not really up on my Cobra Kai soundtrack quite yet.
Okay.
Sounds like just an instrumental, you know, maybe a little bit of a, I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me there.
Mark, did you do karate as a kid? You love the Karate Kid so much. Were you in karate? Did you take lessons?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like a black belt, fifth degree. What in the world are you talking about? Do I look like a guy that would be doing karate?
Well, maybe now you're not, but I don't know what growing up when you were, you know, 8, 9 years old, if you said to mom and dad, "Hey, I want to take karate lessons," how would I know that? You love,
you know,
karate.
I was like 5'10", 225 at age 10, so I sort of outgrew my gi quite quickly.
You know what, Mark? That's actually made the rounds, you going through puberty at a young age, because we were talking about some of that stuff yesterday. I had a kid in sixth grade who we dropped in a trust fall. And he was the same sort of deal. He was like a big kid that was 12 going on 30. And someone texted in and said, "Man, it sounds like you're describing Mark Cabali in Little League on the air."
You're going to have to actually let me know who this is. This texted you this.
No, it was not a private text. It was our text line, like our listener line that texted.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Some smart aleck back in the Mon Valley, I guess. I probably beamed him when I was 11 years old and broke his arm or something. That's happened. That did happen.
What?
You were throwing gas like that at 11 years old? Jeez.
You were back in Andy Johnson?
Apparently, I broke his arm and his ribs because the ball hit off his arm and into his rib at the same time. It wasn't.
What is this, the Kennedy assassination magic baseball right now here?
Sort of. Hey, it wasn't a pretty sight back in the Mid-Mon Valley in the 80s with me and my checking my bat for being an illegal bat and carrying my birth certificate everywhere I went. I think they wanted to throw me out of the league.
I got popped for an illegal bat too, Mark.
Oh,
I got popped for an illegal bat. Bat barrel diameter was 2 3/4. That was a quarter inch bigger than you were allowed to have.
Was it a George Brett situation, Mueller? Did you get automatically called out?
The first game of that year, I remember I hit a home run with the bat. Mm-hmm. But then several games later, and not against the team I had homered against, the one try-hard coach who took it way too seriously, it was Westview Ross Little League, had the ump come out. And they were like, "Normally, you know, we wish we could let you just switch out bats for this at bat, but because you were like thrown a pitch, which is obviously part of their plan, you are called out." My coach went crazy. And the only thing that made me feel better about it was, even though that team ended up beating us in the playoffs, I hit a home run with the replacement bat against them. Only two home runs of my season.
Mark, did you play baseball with Yoey growing up? Was he in your little league too?
No, Yoey was in Peters Township. Apparently, he was pretty decent. But I've heard a rumor that in high school, or maybe right before high school, the high school coach told him he was too lazy, and he really, 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 it really bothers him to this day that he's too lazy to play baseball in general. And you know what?
How could you be too lazy to play baseball? How could you be too lazy to play baseball? It's the sport for lazy people. You do something like once every 10 seconds unless you're the pitcher and catcher. No, once every like minute if you're not the pitcher and catcher. What am I talking about here? By the way, Mark, where do you put being a Karate Kid nerd on like the scale of nerddom for Star Trek and Star Wars? Do you feel like you're less nerdy than those people or right in the same wheelhouse as them?
Well, there's no nerdiness about Karate Kid. I don't know what you're talking about here. This is a real-life situation here. We're not talking about fake space, and I'm a big Star Wars fan, not a Star Trek guy. But we're based in reality here. You're acting like the Cobra Kai doesn't exist. And
fair point.
You know,
very good point.
And a guy like Mr. Miyagi doesn't exist, and the Black Belt doesn't exist. This stuff is real. What are you talking about?
Yep, take that, Chris. Mark, tell us the story because I think it'll get us into the Steelers conversation. So what's going on with Zeiss and you debating the Steelers draft? What was that discussion all about the other day on Twitter?
Oh, that's not that. You know how Zeiss is. I just make a statement, and he tends to want to get into an argument.
Well, what was the statement? Tell us what happened. What set the whole thing off there?
I just made a statement that said something to the fact, I can't remember exactly, that Najee Harris doesn't have to be a value pick and not be a guy who, you know, is a good player and going to produce right away. And he got into his spiel about, you know, if he's a good player, he's a good player. It doesn't matter where he's picked and stuff like that. I've learned a long time ago, Zeiss just trying to work things up. So you give him a little nugget back, then you just, like, mute the conversation, which I ended up doing.
Chris, you can learn from that, Chris. There's a lesson in there for you, buddy.
I think you played it exactly right, Mark. Did he call you a whiny millennial during this?
No, he probably like asked me to be on his show an hour later. I could have been it.
after the Harris pick, give me the Steelers pick rounds 2 through 7 that you like the most, and maybe give me the one that left you scratching your head the most, Mark.
Well, obviously, I like Kendrick Green a lot.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't too up on his history until after they selected him. I'm not going to lie to you on this one, but doing some research, watching some stuff, I could see he really has the potential to fit in right away and be that type of guy that the Steelers need at center, and that could be as early as, you know, week one this year. So that's probably the one I like the most. I think the head-scratcher might not be actually the player selected, but the Loudermilk one's just strange to me because I don't know why they felt the need to give up a fourth-round pick next year to get into the fifth round to be able to get him. He might end up being, you know, decent. I mean, it's hard to tell, obviously, quite yet. I mean, he's still a little bit of a project. That's a little bit of a head-scratcher to me of why they would move up to get that. Other than that, I thought it was pretty decent. Not quite sure about Buddy Johnson at 4. It's a little early for a guy that you're hoping is going to be a maybe rotational player and special teams type of guy. And you know what? I like a couple of their undrafted guys as well. That's something you can't really ignore as well. I think Lamont Wade has a chance. I think Shakur Brown.
Pony loves Shakur Brown.
Yep.
Pony, I'm having trouble. This is like the duality of Pony here, Mark. He hates the Steelers drafting corners because they never develop them, but he loves that they got an undrafted corner because he had a third-round grade. So what is it, Pony? Are you going to say that the guy is going to be a diamond in the rough or that they can't develop him?
No, I mean, he probably won't work out, but the price was right. The price was the best price yet.
I'll tell you one thing about him is the Steelers must really like him, too, because they contacted him before the 7th round and were interested in him coming to Pittsburgh, and number two is they gave him the biggest signing bonus that I could come up with over the last decade for an undrafted free agent.
Wait, so, just for the Steelers, or you know, or you mean across the board?
For the Steelers. The Steelers usually don't give much in the way of money. I'll give you an example. I think Ola Adeniyi got maybe $15,000 to sign as an undrafted guy. Shakur Brown got $25,000, and he might have been the only guy that got a guaranteed money in the undrafted. I think it might be one other guy got it, the linebacker. So they were quite interested in him, where he was at. So we'll see how that plays out. He has an opportunity, just like Lamont Wade, I think, has an opportunity as well, because he's a guy that can play the slot. So, I mean, that's a spot that is still very up in the air right now, that they need somebody short-term and long-term.
Now, hold on. I'm not saying this to denigrate Lamont Wade, because that guy had pedigree. But if Lamont Wade was from, you know, suburban Lexington, Kentucky, and not Clairton, a place you're, you know, a Mon Valley guy, would you, Mr. Mon Valley himself, be saying this about him? Is your judgment being clouded at all by the fact that, you know, you're sharing some of the same geographic roots here, Mark?
Wow.
I would say no, because I've seen him play, and a lot of us have seen him play, you know, before he was even at Penn State. So we know the athleticism. We know the type of kid that he is. So maybe that does jade us a little bit in that direction. But you can't deny two things. First of all, his athleticism. And second of all, we've seen this before. I mean, Mike Hilton was a guy that came from nowhere, small guy that was not too many people wanted, and found his way on this roster and made himself $24 million here as well. So I think there's an opportunity, is what I'm saying. I think he fits into that mold of a guy that, knowing him, so I guess to answer your question, I do probably know more about him than, say, the random guy, the undrafted guy from wherever, Duke, that they bring in that you don't know of. I know where his background is and what type of kid he is and what type of player he is. So, yeah, I think knowing that, I do give him the benefit of the doubt a little bit.
Mark, if Brown got the biggest undrafted signing bonus in the last 10 years, it's got to be the biggest in Steelers history, right? I mean, there's no way.
Assume so. I could only find it back to maybe 2010. I'm assuming there's not too many undrafted guys that they would have gave more than $25,000 to, you know. I mean, relatively speaking, it's low. I mean, there's undrafted guys around the league are getting $120,000-$150,000, sort of like a seventh round pick type of money, or even more than that. I think six round picks are like maybe $80,000. So for the Steelers, who there's a number of drafts where they didn't give guaranteed money to any undrafted guys, they felt the need to give him $25,000. But here's another thing: is if they wanted him so bad, why didn't they take him with two picks?
Oh, because they had to get the punter.
Yeah, we had to get the punter.
No, they had to get the punter, Mark. And I'm glad to see on your athletic breakdown here, you answered somebody's question, and you seem more bullish than not on the punter. And I am glad to see that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no harm in taking a punter in the seventh round, because that's a position you've needed for 15 to 20 years now. And if you don't pick the guy that you like, he could have went anywhere he wanted. So
exactly.
You might as well pick him in the seventh round. I mean, Shakur Brown looks at the situation and says, you know what, they're giving me decent money, and there's probably no other place I can go that gives me this type of opportunity right out of the gate. So why wouldn't I go to Pittsburgh? I think the only other place that he was really considering was Kansas City. Mm-hmm. But I'm quite sure Pittsburgh – I'm talking about Shakur Brown – I'm pretty sure that Pittsburgh has a better opportunity for him than Kansas City did.
Speaking of Kansas City, Jeremy Fowler floated out there, I think this was today, that he thinks that the Steelers could bring back Steven Nelson, one of those Vince Williams situations where he comes back at a much cheaper number, Mark. You think that's possible?
Oh, I think anything's possible. I would never discount any of that happening, because I've seen it before, where you think somebody would never come back and they do. It just seems strange to me that Steven Nelson would want to come back, because it seemed like it ended sort of poorly. And number two, didn't Steven Nelson tell us all about 3 weeks ago that he had 10 or 12 teams looking for him. Why would he want to come back here, right?
Well, why hasn't he signed yet? What the hell is he waiting for if he's got all these teams out there looking for him?
That's a good question. It's strange to me that he isn't signed at this point because I still think, I mean, maybe he wants too much money. You have to understand, a lot of these players, they want to play, but when they're offered money that they don't think they're valued at, they're more than willing to walk away. There's many of guys would say, hey, why don't you pick him up? He's only going to cost like $1 million. Well, this guy doesn't want to play for $1 million. Maybe that's the situation for Steven Nelson as well. Maybe he doesn't, his value is not as much as he thinks it is, so he's just going to hold out. And who knows? I mean, you come August, early September, maybe a team really, really needs a corner, and they're willing to give him a couple more extra bucks. So that's why I wouldn't think that would occur now. I mean, that's a guy that could probably be a first type, the first call you can get when somebody gets hurt in training camp, you know?
Mark, I'm going to ask you to make this call right now, okay? Right after the draft, not even, you know, through any kind of camp activities, nothing like that. Do the Steelers make the playoffs in 2021?
I think they do. I honestly do. I mean, it helps that you get an extra playoff game, and it helps that I don't think the AFC is strong. I mean, they're strong at the top. They're pretty weak at the bottom. So I think if you can somehow scratch out 9 or 10 wins, I think 9 wins would get you in the playoffs this year. 10 will definitely get you in the playoffs. I think they have an opportunity to actually win the division or at least compete with the division with Baltimore and Cleveland. I think they're right there. I think they're very similar talent-wise that they were last year. Just going to imagine, I mean, even though they lost, what, 7 starters off this team, those are 7 starters that, you know, probably 6 of them or 5 of them you didn't want anyways. And I think we can't undermine the importance of some of the coaching changes and philosophies. I think that makes them a better team. It's all the question of, is Banner going to be take that step? Is, is Chooks going to be okay at left tackle? Is Najee Harris going to actually, you know, run for 1,000 yards and make this running game better? Those guys have to produce, but if they do, I can see that they're better than last year's team.
Do you think that Ebron will be the number one tight end for the whole season, or do you think Freiermuth actually has a chance, Mark, at some point, of not because of injury, but because of performance beating him out?
No, I think, you know what, I think what they typically like to do, and I don't think they were able to do that last year, is they like to have those tight ends nearly 50-50 snap counts, maybe 60-40. They weren't able to do that last year. They were close last year, I guess, with Vance McDonald. So I think that's more where you're going to have that come in at. I don't think they're going to say, okay, Freiermuth, you're the guy that's going to be the starter week 7 because Ebron isn't producing. I think Ebron's pretty significant weapon for them, and I really like what he was able to do. Now they got to put him in situations to succeed, and I think they did not do that last year where you're first and goal at the 5 and you have him cracking, you know, an outside linebacker. That's not where Eric Ebron does his best work. You can't have him in those situations. So if they're able to,
Mark, is that on Fichtner? I mean, you hit on the coaching a little bit before. Are these Randy Fichtner mistakes that we're talking about right now?
Yeah, I mean, I would guess yes, because I don't think he decides personnel. Maybe not when people comes in and who goes out. Now, when I say about that, I'm talking about, like, you know, if somebody on the defensive side needs a blow, then, you know, maybe Jerry Olsavsky tells so and so to go in for him. But I think it was the way they schemed things up, that they felt that they needed him on the field in certain situations. And it's, I mean, he was okay blocking if he was able to do down blocks, you know, cross blocks, stuff of that nature. If you're asking him to go up and one-on-one somebody, he was going to get whacked, and you can't put him in a situation like that and succeed. And let's hope that the offensive staff realizes that. I'm sure they realized that last year, but they just didn't do it.
Mark, are the Steelers going to lead the league in pass attempts again this year?
I don't think so. I think they really believe that they have a change of philosophy here. I think they are going to come in, and I know your thoughts on this, Chris, that the quarterback's not going to allow this to happen. But I will tell you this about him is when there has been times he's changed at the line of scrimmage, I would say about 80% of the time he's always checked into run plays instead of pass plays. So I think the run pass plays were always called first. So if you go back and look and you see him checking to the line, I would say 7-8 out of 10, he's checking into a run there. So I think they have this new philosophy to run the ball. They need to only throw the ball 25, maybe 30 times a game max. And this is way at the top end of it. And if not, everything they said, everything they've done from January 10th until now, it's just been a bunch of BS in because they've went about their off season in getting the running game better, improving the offensive line, having better play callers, protecting the quarterback. Then you get in week three, you throw that out the window. I mean, they can't let that happen.
Mark Cabali, a guy who mutes conversations with Paul Zeiss on Twitter. Thank you, Mark.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
See ya.
Okay. Thoughts? What's that little interested?
What's that whole thing where they say discretion is valor, or discretion is the
discretion
better?
Is the better part of valor? Yeah,
yeah. I think some of that going on with Mark.
Particular instances?
Well, I had somebody tell me that you were better off in this business having a drug problem than a Twitter account. That Twitter just kills you. That you say something on Twitter and that's what ruins careers. One tweet. You pop off, you let your temper get to you, you get emotional, you say one thing on Twitter before you know it, career over. I think there's some truth
to
that.
Who told you better to have a – you got to text me off the air and tell me which person that was in your ear was telling you better to have a drug problem than a Twitter
account. I thought that was an extreme way of making the point. Don't get me wrong. I was like, whoa, I don't agree with that. Not at all. No, I do not. No. But it was said to me. It was definitely said by somebody in the business.
Did they feel like you needed to hear that because you were heading down that dark path?
No, it was more of just a flippant comment about how Twitter can just ruin you. About that Twitter
Fair.
Can
I
just...
I mean, I think the closest I've come to actually getting fired was because of Twitter, so...
Oh, you'll have to tell me that story on air.
Nah, I mean, it's not that juicy.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. The great Cale Berger is producing today. Coming up next... We're going to talk about the Steelers' run game and if they did enough this offseason to fix it. You're going to hear one $8 million broadcaster scapegoat someone for their running game problems last year. It's the PM team on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.